This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. GEO Group, the corporation that operates immigration detention facilities nationwide and in Colorado, has sued the state over a new law requiring health and safety inspections. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
GEO Group says Colorado's law is unconstitutional because it infringes on federal immigration authority and violates the Supremacy Clause, that the activities of the federal government are free from regulation by any state. GEO is asking the court to block the law's implementation. Governor Jared Polis recently signed it into law. Backers of the law say they've heard disturbing reports of unsafe and unhealthy living conditions for immigrants in detention, and say GEO should be able to prove they meet the basic levels of care. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado ski resort giant Vail Resorts says sales of its Epic Season Pass are down 10% from last year. The drop-off follows a terrible year for snow this past winter. Vail disclosed pass sales in a quarterly update for investors. The Broomfield company missed its financial targets and cut its revenue outlook because of the lack of snow. Colorado won't host any matches at this year's World Cup, but its presence will still be felt on the pitch because the turf was grown in Platteville. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Green Valley Turf Company grew and harvested a Kentucky bluegrass and perennial ryegrass mix for stadiums in Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas. Matches at those venues will be played indoors at a controlled climate of 70 degrees throughout the tournament and needed a cool season grass that thrives in an environment similar to Colorado. Green Valley Turf Company CEO Joe Wilkins III said that type of grass would have been impossible to grow in those cities. The first match featuring the Colorado-grown turf will be Germany versus Curacao at Houston's NRG Stadium on Sunday. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.